And for Matri Yitzchak Ben Fegeldina. We're holding almost at the end of Birchas HaGaimel. I actually got to say Birchas HaGaimel today. It was a whole different experience saying it after having learned the Siman. Says the Mechaber Siftes, Hani Arba Lav Dafka. So the Mechaber says this that he listed, you remember he listed the three things, the Chayim, right? The Chayvish, Yam, what was it? Chavush, Yam, Midbar, and very late at night for me. No, what was the four? Just had it. Yardi Ayam, Hoche Midbarios, Chayla, and Chavish, right? Okay, so Yardi Ayam, that's what the other Yod is, right? So Yardi Ayam, and so those are the four, okay? So Machaber says, "Hani Arba Lav Dafka." The Hu Adin L'Misha Nais Lai Nais. Anybody who made had a Nais. So besides the Bracha Shasili Nais from Hakam Hazeh, you have to make every time you pass it. He should also make Gaimel Kegain Shenafa of Kaisel. A wall fell of him. A Nitzel Medrisha Shar Nigichasav. He got saved from a wild bull. Aishamad Ax. Aishamad Olav Beir Arya Latarfa. A lion came in to kill him. They came, list them, came in the night, he got saved. Anything like that. They all have to bench Goymel. So that's the Mechaber says. The Yeshimer, that only specifically those four. Those four are learned out from a Kapitel Tehillim that listed four that need to thank Hashem. And therefore, it's only those four where they misak and the brachas. Of course, you have to thank Hashem for any nes that happens. But according to the Yeshayimer, you only give the bracha if it's one of those four. So the Mechaber says that if you fall outside of the category of those four, then you should make a bracha without Shem HaMalchus. Let's see the Mechaber, the Mishabur, I'm sorry. The kind of situation that we said you would be mechuyev to say, the bracha has nothing to do with Goyimel. It's two separate brachas, two separate halachas. Okay? I'm a simrachel test sif test, sham, yesh plik the yvarch shasli nais. Shasli nais, gam kshanitzel baderech hateva. That went into the discussion. He says, I and sham, what the rule was over there when you do make the bracha, when not. Okay? Elahani arba. So then we said, is yesh armim that it's only on the four specific things that we say the bracha, mishum shemitzuyim b'yaisa, tikno lein b'rechaz ha-goymel, since they're very common, the chachamu mesakim b'rechaz ha-goymel, according to the Shita, ma she'en kein inach, she'enim shchicha klal, all these other cases, a wall fell on somebody, en l'varach alayim ha-goymel, ela mahani danais lem nes, yivarach shasli nes, k'shigi alay samakim. So, according to the second Shita, the bracha shasli nes applies to any case, no matter how out of the box it is. But the bracha ha-goymel, they were only misakin for these four things that are common. They were not misakin it for other things. Umi shahalach baderech afilu shaloyim koim sakana. Somebody went on, was traveling on the way, not in a makom sakana. Ubayal of listam lahargoy v'nitzel. People came, attacked him to kill him, and he got saved. L'kulami mivarech b'chus ha-goymel. Everyone agreed that that is similar to the Holchayam, that's similar to the Yardayam, the Holchemid Barrios, and therefore, in that case, everyone is minded that in such a case you should make the bracha. Bloyaskar Shem Malchus Vakrainim Kasu, the Aminik is Svara Rishonin, the Aminik is like the first Svara, the Chain, Mistaber, and that is the, and that's the Mistaber. Now, I just want to go to a few of the notes over here. So again, if you have such a situation, of course, we're better not to, but if you have such a situation, obviously you should ask a shayla in each situation because it gets a little bit detailed whether or not you should be making a bracha or not. So he brings down over here, interesting, he says soldiers are coming back from Makom Sakana, obviously, and that's Israel now, this is happening on a regular basis. Soldiers are in and out of Gaza, Lebanon, Jordan, all these places, right? So he says, they should make a bracha. They have to bench goymel, even if nothing happened to them, because they weren't captured. They weren't nothing happened to them. They were just out there doing their job, fighting the battle, and they were in a makom zakana, and therefore they should bench Gaimel. Now he brings down over here, what happens if somebody was in a car accident? Okay. So Ramesha interestingly says that if the two cars hit each other and he walked out unscathed, he should bench Gaimel. On the other hand, you have Reb Shlomo Zalman and who else does he bring down over here? Reb Nissen Kalelitz disagree with Ramesha, and they say that you don't make the Birchsa Gaimel. Remember we said by the Shasili Nisim, we brought down that that would depend if anybody died in that accident. We said that if people died in that accident, that should be considered a nace that that happened. If somebody avoided by miraculously last second accident, Yashu says you don't make a bracha on it. If a rock falls near your head, right? The Chayadim says you do make it, and it just missed you by a tiny little bit. Right, it says the you should make a bracha. So he says, interesting. He says, what's the difference? We seem to be a little bit different between a rock falling and a car, right? So the car, I said, there's these different shittas. On the other hand, by the rock falling, you should. So he says like this. He says that's only by a stone. She'ene bala bechira. The stone has no bechira at all, right? By definition, a stone has no bechira. It came towards him. He's able to break. The fact that Hashem made that you should realize the last second that you should slam on the brakes, right? So here's what he's asking. We seem to find that if somebody's walking down the street and a rock falls from top of a building and misses you by a quarter of an inch, you should bench Gaimel. You're crossing the street and a car is making a turn and makes a screeching short stop, so missing by a quarter of an inch, you don't make a short stop. He says, when you were walking down the street, the nace happened to you, it missed you by a quarter of an inch. The brak had no bechira whatsoever. It was falling. It was totally a nace that you shouldn't be in that. But when the guy driving the other car slammed on his brakes and missed you by a quarter of an inch, over there, that guy had the bechira to slam on his brakes and not slam on his brakes. And a yoist that we see that Hashem put it in his mind that he should slam on his brakes and see you, that means you were never really in a sakana. You obviously, for some reason, Rabbi Nishan wanted you to have this skier, but you were never really in a sakana. It's an interesting svara in this the difference between the two. Okay, let's get started over here a little bit with the next siman. So next siman, Reish Tav, talks about Hatavas Cholom V'Tanisay. Somebody has a bad dream, and he wants to make sure that the dream turns out to be a good dream. So what is he supposed to do? So Raya Chaloim, somebody sees a Chaloim, V'Nafsha Gumalov, it's bothering him. Yativeni B'Apitlasi, he should be mate of it in front of three people. D'Rechminila, Perisha Havamai. So go to three people that like you. The lema ba'pe, and I'm just going to pull it up over here because he doesn't have the whole nusach over here. He says to them, "Chalma tova chazai." I saw a good dream, right? Obviously, he has a dream that he's more nervous about, but he says, "I saw a good dream," right? And they respond to him. So I'm going to read from over here. I saved it. Chalma tova chazai. I saw a good dream. Chalma tova chazai. Chalma tova chazai. He says it three times to them. They respond to him. Chalma tova chazita. Chalma tova chazita. Chalma tova chazita. Yes, basically three times you saw a good dream. Chalma didoch tova. Your dream is good. The tova lahevet should be good. Rachmana. The Rabbi Nishamli Shavi Latav Sheva Zimun Ligzun Aleim and Shemaim Lahevet tova tova hu v'tova lahevet. So that's the basic nusach. It's some sort of nachesh, the Gemara refers to it. It's like a cant, right? Some sort of that helps turn a dream that's bothering you. Afterwards, you shouldn't be worried anymore about the dream if you did this. Separately, we'll talk about the Rabbeinu Shalom that we say by duchening, if you can utilize that as well in certain situations, but that's a separate discussion we'll get to. This is basically the process of Hatavas Cholom. You look in the Shaar HaTshuva, Be'eretiv, we're not doing this right now. So there's some difference of opinions of exactly the Nusach and how many times you say each thing. Okay, so but let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. V'nafsha gumalov. Hainu, afila ein by mashmaris l'ra. It doesn't necessarily have to be a bad dream, right? But it bothers you. The dream is bothering you. Yativeni, gafila hecheshu mesana, even if he decides to fast for the tainus chalom, then the toishi yeta b'shach.
Okay, somehow or another they got dropped out of the other computer, so I switched to my phone. The time she ate the chakra, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better to do it first thing, because the reason like Dimal a mitzvah, it just seems to be a mitzvah, not one of the 630 mitzvahs, but it's bothering you, you should take care of it. As will part of the nusach later on, I didn't read the whole simcha, there's a bunch of psukim that you say afterwards that all have to do with things changing from bad to good, or things being mischalif, things being changing. One of them, he says, Leicha Chayba Simcha. So the guy is fasting Tainus Cholim, and you don't say Leicha Chayba Simcha, unless he's not fasting. When you're making this Atavas Cholim, in your mind, you should recall the actual dream that you had. It's a mitzvah to do this, because it's going to make you feel better. And therefore, you can do it on Shabbos as well. The Tavel Ahava, Shabbos Zimn in Ligzari, Lashon Zeh Tzarech Shemriya Oynim Shalash Pamim, the people who responded, they have to say it three times. The Yeshem, the Mean Shabbat Pamim, those say it seven times. At the end, you say, Lecha Chay Lachmacha B'Simcha, Shasei B'Lev Tov, and the rest of that Pasuk. Misha Chalom Ay Chalom Kasha Chaveri. So here's an interesting twist. Somebody has a bad dream about his friend. Yisana, he should fast. Okay, now who does that mean he should fast? Should he fast or should his friend fast? Okay, so I had a bad dream about you. Who fasts, me or you, right? So the Pasha Taich over here is that I fast. Right? So he says over there, the Sefer Chassidim, that sometimes a dream could be foretelling what's going to happen over here. So who's supposed to fast? So there's some say that the guy who had the dream should fast, right? And because he had the bad dream, so therefore he has to fast for his friend. There's others who say that no, really the guy who the dream is about should fast. Okay, so if I had a bad dream about you, and fast. Now, if I don't want to make you feel bad, then I can fast and not tell you about the dream, right? But if I really want to ruin your day, I tell you about the bad dream I had about you, and then you have to fast for it. Okay, we'll stop over here. And that's Hashem, we will continue on Monday.